This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The presidential candidates are in Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida today. Yesterday, they were both in Ohio. That state is considered a must-win state for John McCain. He's now trailing Barack Obama in most polls. Ohio has voted for the winner in every presidential election since 1964. And joining me now is Eric Rademacher. He's co-director of the University of Cincinnati's Ohio poll. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
When we spoke a month ago, John McCain was holding a slim lead. What has happened in the last month?
Things have changed. The momentum is on the side of Senator Obama in Ohio, and it's really incumbent upon the McCain campaign to try to find a way to turn the momentum in the other direction. Our latest poll conducted during the week last week showed Obama led McCain 49% to 46%. Now, that is within the margin of error, so it's a close race. But really, the story in Ohio over the last month or so has been that the race has moved away from John McCain and towards Barack Obama.
And does Barack Obama need Ohio to win?
Well, you know, when you look traditionally, it does appear at this point that it's probably more important for the McCain campaign to win Ohio. No Republican since 1860 has been elected president without winning the state of Ohio. And there are a number of scenarios where it does appear that Barack Obama could win the electoral vote without winning Ohio's 20 votes. So at this point, it does appear the state is a little more crucial for the McCain electoral vote strategy than the Obama strategy.
Now, back in 2004, 4 years ago, President Bush had a huge wave of support from evangelical voters in Ohio, maybe in southern Ohio. Where are those voters going today?
Well, what you're speaking about here is really something we're watching very carefully. That was a group that was mobilized and brought to the polls by a very strong ground game that the Bush campaign had. And as you've heard nationwide, the Obama campaign on the ground is very well funded in terms of not only early voting drives, but voter turnout drives as a whole. They're also very well organized across the state. So McCain's team has a number of those that were on Bush's team. It's a very tight battle in terms of turnout right now in the state.
And a week out, how many Ohioans are still undecided?
Well, only about 3%, and they're very hard to pinpoint. They're spread throughout the state. There's an additional about 10%, 11% who say they could change their mind between now and Election Day. And really, those people who might change their mind and the undecideds, they're the targets of this ground game here as we go into the final days.
Eric Rademacher is co-director of the University of Cincinnati's Ohio poll. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Madeline.